Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
No matter their physical impairment or their mental condition. It is 63 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The Trump administration touting the president's actions on immigration. He'll sign executive orders this afternoon. Today, border czar Tom Homan was asked about several children whom advocacy groups say were deported, and one was a U.S. citizen.
The mothers made that choice. And I tell you what, if we didn't do it, the story today would be Trump administration separating families again. No, we're keeping families together. Having a U.S. citizen child does not make you immune from our laws.
President Trump's shadow, his comments about Canada and the tariffs loom over Canada's national election today. Prime Minister Mark Carney holds a narrow polling lead. At least one person still hospitalized in the Clearwater, Florida area after a boat hit a ferry with 45 people on board last night. One person was killed. And millions are in the dark as one of Europe's largest blackouts in more than a decade swept through Spain and Portugal. The Spanish grid operator says some power has been restored. This is ABC News. The Vatican says the conclave to elect the next pope has been scheduled for May 7th. ABC's James Longman is in Rome with more on the cardinals who will choose the successor to Pope Francis.
They have been here to Santa Maria Maggiore to spend time in prayer and reflection. I think being close to Pope Francis helps them in their decision. There will be no communication during conclave, but before then, some of them actually have been speaking, including who we think might be the oldest cardinal of the group, 79-year-old cardinal from Spain. He actually turns 80 in May, so he's just squeezing in. He has said that he has already made his decision about who he's going to vote for.
A new study published in the American Journal of Preventative Medicine that found that for each 10% increase in ultra-processed foods in a person's diet, their risk of dying early increased by 3%. That's defined as death between ages of 30 and 69. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, PMI Windows, Simpsons Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now, stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 65 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for breezy, warmer, and more humid conditions, spotty showers and thunderstorms. Some could be strong with hail and gusty winds. Highs today in the low to mid-70s with south-southeast winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, breezy with scattered thunderstorms through about midnight. Some again could be severe, more widespread in the northern section of our listening area. A low of 50 with southerly winds, 15 to 25 miles per hour, turning westerly. And tomorrow, gusty winds in the morning, clouds giving way to some sunshine and cooler conditions with a high of 61. West to northwest winds, 15 to 20 miles per hour, taping to near 10 in the afternoon. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 66 degrees with westerly winds at 4 miles per hour. Due to the inclement forecast, we do have some cancellations and postponements to pass on. Pokemon Club at the Brewer Public Library is canceled for this afternoon. Today's Riverdale versus Boscobel baseball game, JV varsity games, are canceled. The Wazika Steuben versus Seneca baseball and softball games are postponed, and the Riverdale versus Boscobel softball game is still on and will start at 4 o'clock. Again, the JV varsity games are canceled for Riverdale versus Boscobel, but the varsity game will be held at 4. Or that's softball. Baseball is canceled. Softball is on, but starting at 4.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Finding the right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Good afternoon. It's partly sunny and 67 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The upper Midwest is bracing for severe thunderstorms with the potential for strong tornadoes. The National Weather Service says the highest risk today are in portions of southern Minnesota, northern Iowa, and western Wisconsin. Forecasters expect the storm this afternoon and evening to have the potential to be the most impactful. It says tornadoes in the EF2 range or greater are possible. A tornado on Sunday evening derailed an empty BNSF coal train with around 130 cars west of Ashby in northwestern Nebraska. No injuries were reported. Locally tonight, severe storms include the threat of large hail with damaging winds and tornadoes possible from 6 to midnight. Besides hail damaged property, winds could damage trees and down power lines. Stay weather aware. Here on WRCO FM 100.9, we will keep you informed. Take shelter when storms approach or when warnings are issued for your area. The Village of Muscadet has announced that the Cradwell Building will be open for those needing shelter from the storm. Saturday night around 11:30, Grant County suffered its second fatal crash of the year. The Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to a report of a one-vehicle rollover crash on Highway 61 near Stener Hill Road, located in the township of Marion. The investigation determined the vehicle was traveling northbound on Highway 61 and was occupied by a single driver. The driver was negotiating a right-hand curve in the roadway as it traveled downhill. The vehicle appeared to have lost control as it came out of the curve and started to slide before leaving the roadway on the east side. The vehicle entered the gravel shoulder and subsequently the ditch. The vehicle continued in the ditch for a distance before it ultimately rolled multiple times, coming to rest on its roof. The driver was ejected from the vehicle during the crash and was pronounced deceased at the scene. As a result of the crash, both lanes of Highway 61 were shut down for approximately 1 hour. Additionally, earlier that day, Sauk County notified Grant County the vehicle had been stolen out of their county. The identification of the driver is being withheld pending notification of family. The Grant County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Fenimore Police Department, Boscobel Fire Department, Fenimore Fire Department, Boscobel EMS, Fenimore EMS, Sauk County Sheriff's Office, and the Grant County Coroner's Office. Local elected officials reacted to the Friday morning arrest of Milwaukee County Court Judge Hannah Dugan by federal agents. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson said the arrest sends a chilling message to undocumented persons who nevertheless have legitimate reasons to participate in the legal process. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley called the circumstances of Dugan's arrest at the courthouse concerning. Judge Dugan allegedly assisted an undocumented immigrant, Eduardo Flores Ruiz, to avoid arrest at the courthouse a week ago. She's charged with obstruction and concealing an individual from arrest. She made an initial appearance in court and was released. Flores Ruiz is in custody. In a statement, 6th District Congressman Glenn Grothman said Flores Ruiz has a criminal history. Flores Ruiz has already been deported once, illegally re-entered the United States, and again committed violent crimes while unlawfully present in the country. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said in a statement to WisPolitics, the charges against Dugan are serious and the Assembly is prepared to act. Voss said Judge Dugan's decision to hide a dangerous and illegal immigrant was irresponsible and put public safety at risk. At the Capitol, lawmakers are considering Braden's Law, increasing penalties for sextortion, especially if it leads to suicide. The fast-growing cybercrime targets children to send explicit images and extorts them for money or more content. The bill is named after Braden Bone. The Wausau area 15-year-old died by suicide in March after being victimized by a cybercriminal. The bill was the subject of an emotional public hearing last week before the Assembly Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. Braden's mom, Brittany Bird, said her son was targeted by organized crime and that there needs to be a consequence that at least makes cybercriminals think twice about it. The bill would make sextortion perpetrators eligible for felony murder charges if their actions result in a victim's suicide. It has bipartisan support and the backing of Attorney General Josh Call. Dane County officials are seeking partnerships and sponsorships to help complete a renovation of the Alliant Energy Center. WKOW reports Dane County Executive Melissa Agard and other leaders held a listening session on Wednesday to go over the proposed renovations to Veterans Memorial Coliseum. The building hasn't seen any major updates since it was built in the 60s and is sorely in need of better access for both visitors and for anyone wanting to run a show or host an event. The county is set to issue a request for proposals on the renovation later this year. The Department of Workforce Development has announced almost $1.7 million in Wisconsin Fast Forward Worker Training Grants. The awards to 14 Wisconsin employers will help train more than 760 workers to meet the needs of the workplace of the future in the construction, customer service, healthcare, manufacturing, and transportation sectors. The grants provide $1,696,808 in funds to reimburse cost of occupational training for unemployed, underemployed, and current workers that qualify trainees for full-time work, higher level of employment, or increased wages. Some projects include partnerships with community organizations, local employers, and industry associations. The Wisconsin Fast Forward Grant Awards include $232,925 to Meritor Foundation Incorporated in Dane County. Meritor is partnering with the Center for Healthcare Education and Simulation and Meritor Hospital Incorporated to offer a CNA plus geriatrics training to 100 unemployed trainees, and $212,978 to Watco Companies, LLC in Dane County. Watco is training 53 incumbent workers to advance engineering pathways through classroom and on-the-job training. Incumbent workers could receive an hourly wage increase of $1 or more. Grant projects require a 50% cash or in-kind employer match. Training must provide transferable skills to incumbent workers, underemployed workers, or unemployed people. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 3.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 3.8 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 35.6 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.61 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.43 a gallon, a difference of 82 cents per gallon. The national average price of gasoline is unchanged in the last week, averaging $3.10 a gallon today. The national average is down 3.8 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 52.6 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has decreased 2 cents in the last week and stands at $3.49 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, average gasoline prices in the U.S. have been volatile over the past week, with roughly half of the 50 states seeing price decline, while the other half experienced increases. He added, oil prices, which had fallen into the $50 per barrel range at the height of Trump's trade war, have since rallied and are now holding in the low $60, leading to rising gas prices in states. For now, I expect the national average to bounce around in the $3.10 to $3.20 per gallon range over the coming week, with a continued mixed bag for consumers. About half of the states may see prices inch lower, while the other half could experience increases. We'll be watching for any market developments, but for now, the market appears to be in a holding pattern. A disturbance at a residence resulted in an arrest. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that Sunday morning at approximately 8 o'clock, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center was notified that an individual was attempting to forcefully enter a neighboring single-family dwelling located on County Road LF in rural Viroqua in the town of Viroqua. The caller reported that a male was yelling, kicking a door, and gained entry to the home. Deputies responded within 8 minutes of the 911 call. An officer from the Viroqua Police Department also responded to assist the sheriff's office with this in-progress call for service. Within moments of the officer's arrival, Nicholas Thomas Kokajian, 33, of rural Genoa, was detained without further incident. Kokajian was previously known to the victim, but was not an occupant, nor did he have permission to enter the home. Nicholas Kokajian was arrested and later booked into the Sheriff's Office Detention Center for criminal trespass to dwelling, criminal damage to property, possession of drug paraphernalia, and operating while intoxicated, second offense. This year's Mifflin Street Block Party in Madison saw fewer arrests than last year. Madison police say around 40 people were arrested at the annual party near the UW-Madison campus. Most of those stops were citations for alcohol-related offenses. This year's party also saw less property damage. Last year, a car was flipped over and a deck collapsed from the weight of too many people partygoers. The party started as a student protest against the Vietnam War, but now is just a party before final exams start at UW-Madison. It's 71 degrees in Richland Center at 12:19. CDAC meetings are scheduled to be held tonight. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Hi, I'm Tom from the People's Community Bank in Richland Center. Have you been thinking about your dream home for some time now? We can help that dream home become a reality. With customized home loan options to fit your needs, we're sure to find a solution that works for you. Stop by our office in downtown Richland Center or visit us online at thepcb.bank to start our easy and simple home loan process. That's what we call simply good banking. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
WRCO News Time is 12:22. Deer advisory councils are tasked with weighing deer herd metrics and public input in making decisions on deer management strategies in each county in Wisconsin. The CDAC is made up of two representatives from the county's Conservation Congress delegation and seven members chosen to represent various stakeholder groups. CDAC will meet tonight at 7 in the Richland County Boardroom at the Richland County Courthouse. John Clare is chair of the Richland County Conservation Congress.
We listen to the input that the deer biologist from our area has about what the last season was all about. And then there's a lot of discussion. We allow folks that are at the meeting to weigh in on what they feel our direction should be. And we eventually have to make a decision as to what the next season is going to look like. We don't have a whole bunch of options, but some of the options we do have is the number of antlerless tags we give out, the number of antlerless tags we sell. In the past years, each license you purchase, you can purchase a bull hunting license or archery license, and you can also purchase a gun license. With each license, we have been giving out four antlerless tags. So if you're like me and you hunt both with a bow and a rifle, you end up with eight antlerless tags, which is a lot. And we have to decide how many of those antlerless tags we're going to give out, either for free or over the counter. And then we also have to decide on the season structure. Normally there's an archery season, and then there's a rifle season and a muzzleloader season. In addition, we can authorize a holiday hunt, which is antlerless only, which happens usually between Christmas Eve and New Year's Day. And then we can also authorize a late archery hunt that happens in January. So we have some leeway, but we don't have leeway for things like earn a buck or things like that. But we do have some discretion as to what we can suggest.
Many of the decisions are based on the projected deer count for the area.
Every year since I've been involved with the CDAC, which has been a while, we have shot about 3,000 does and 3,000 bucks within just a few. And we know and have been advised that if we want to lower the deer population, that antlerless number should be about twice what it's been. And we have tried to get people to shoot does by issuing lots of tags, and that hasn't seemed to make a difference. Well, this past season, instead of shooting 3,000 antlerless and 3,000 antlered deer, the total was about 5,000, about evenly split, so about 2,500 antlerless and 2,500 bucks. And just my opinion, mine alone, is probably has something to do with chronic wasting disease. We think that there was a study that just came out that the DNR did for 5 years where they were studying the effects of chronic wasting disease. And the crux of their study, the bottom line, was that they feel that when the population of antlerless deer is infected by 29%, then the population will start to decline. And that's maybe what we're seeing. Time will tell, but that's probably going to weigh heavily on what we do with our antlerless tags.
Attending the CDAC meeting in person affords you the opportunity to view the deer herd metrics presented by DNR wildlife managers and to ask questions. It also allows you the opportunity to present your opinion on deer management to CDAC members making decisions for the 2025 deer season in Richland County. Again, the meeting will be held tonight at 7 in the Richland County Boardroom. The University of Wisconsin-Madison Division of Extension Grant County will host a community discussion aimed at addressing the needs, challenges, and opportunities within Grant County. The event will be held Tuesday, May 6th from 6 to 8 at the Grant County Extension Office Youth and Ag Center Auditorium in Lancaster. The gathering will include a brief review of current extension services, followed by discussions on growth opportunities and sharing perspectives on youth development, community development, agriculture, human development, and relationships. UW-Madison Extension creates key connection points for families, communities, businesses, nonprofit organizations, government, and more. Light refreshments will be provided. Please RSVP today by calling the Grant County Extension Office at 608-723-2125. For more information, contact Lynn Perkins, Area Extension Director, at 608-341-6370. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition will host the Building a Healthier Sauk County Youth Substance Use Prevention Summit on Thursday, May 15th in Lake Delton. Community members, parents, educators, law enforcement, social services, prevention specialists, and healthcare professionals are invited to attend to develop comprehensive strategies to reduce youth substance use in Sauk County communities. The half-day summit will address critical challenges facing local youth, focusing on evidence-based prevention approaches for alcohol, tobacco, and other substance use. Participants will engage in discussions of community-specific factors, share best practices, and develop actionable community-wide prevention strategies. A free hot breakfast will be served. Summit takeaways include a better understanding of current trends in youth substance use with local data from focus groups and surveys, prioritizing substances on which to focus prevention efforts, discover shared priorities across organizations and community sectors, and to develop prevention strategies that work to reduce youth substance use. Building a Healthier Sauk County Youth Substance Use Prevention Summit will be held Thursday, May 15th from 8:30 to 12:30 at Monk's Bar and Grill at the Wilderness in Lake Delton. The cost is free, but you are asked to register online by Wednesday at psauk.org/prevention-summit-2025. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the E-Cycle Wisconsin Electronics Collection Grant. The grants are for projects that will host an electronics collection site or event between June 2025 and December 2026. The DNR plans to award up to $250,000 in grants to businesses, local and tribal governmental bodies, and nonprofits. The maximum award per collection event is $5,000, and the maximum award per permanent collection site is $15,000. The DNR will prioritize projects in counties that do not have a permanent collection site registered under East Cycle Wisconsin that is open to all residents. This includes projects in Crawford and Iowa counties. For more details and a link to the application form, visit the DNR's East Cycle Wisconsin Information for Collectors webpage. The application deadline is 5 o'clock this Wednesday, April 30th. The DNR has an up-to-date interactive list of East Cycle Wisconsin collection sites and mail-back programs. The list allows residents to map nearby collection sites, look up locations by county, and find free trade-in and mail-back programs. The Richland County Highway Commission has acknowledged a need to initiate a higher level of maintenance regarding rural roadside vegetation management, primarily the eradication of noxious invasive species. Invasive species within the road right-of-way and adjacent properties can pose a significant health risk to highway workers, utility workers, emergency responders, and anyone else utilizing the right-of-way. In the coming months, you may notice crews spraying these areas to control and eradicate wild parsnip and other harmful invasive weed species. These herbicides are plant-specific and will not hurt native plants. This means grasses, milkweed, and other native plants will flourish, helping out wildlife and pollinators. The intention of the Richland County Highway Commission is to spray all state roads. The window of opportunity will be dictated by weather. However, the commission anticipates 3 to 4 weeks of spraying starting in late April. If you have any questions, call Lonnie Hatch at 608-604-7623 or the Highway Shop at 608-647-2208. It's 72 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1231. Today's vital statistics are next.
Court & Main's tax refund sale is going on now. Stretch your hard-earned dollars even further with savings of up to 50% off on our wide range of in-stock furniture, mattresses, bedding, and home accents. From sofas to sectionals, wall clocks to rugs, we have it all. Plus, you'll find specials on our large selection of unique gift items and spring decor that is sure to please. Don't miss the tax refund sale at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
It's time to roll up your sleeves and get your shots. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Viking Pharmacy, and Community Pharmacy are now scheduling flu and COVID shots. Protect yourself and your loved ones by getting these essential vaccines. It's quick, easy, and the best way to keep those pesky bugs at bay. Go online to ramchealth.com to schedule your appointment. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
It's 72 degrees in Richland Center, 23 minutes before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon, April 28th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Carol Linz, 79 of Plain, died Thursday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison following complications from an aortic dissection. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Wednesday at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow at St. Luke's Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Wednesday from 9 until the time of Mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's Catholic Church, the Spring Green Food Pantry, or charity of choice. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Carol Linz is survived by her husband, Dave, two sons, Craig and Peggy of Roscoe, Illinois, and Doug and Wendy of Lone Tree, Colorado, three grandchildren, a great-grandson, a brother, Floyd and Lois Gruber, and sisters-in-law, Rita Gruber, Dolores Gruber, Arlene and Steve Meese, Lucy Rooney, Kathy Linz, and Glenda Linz. Carol Linz, 79, of Plain. Margaret J. Ritchie, 90, of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at 11 o'clock Thursday at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Boscobel. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 9 until the time of mass at 11, with a rosary service at 8:30. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Margaret Ritchie is survived by seven children, Kathy and Bob Everson of Fenimore, Jeannie and Chris Wolfe of Wazika, Bonnie and Todd Stenner, and Barbara and Rick Ritter, all of Boscobel, Ron and Christy Ritchie of Blue River, Michael and Jeannie Ritchie of Sun Prairie, and Jerry and Kathy Ritchie of Appleton. Son-in-law, Stanley Fritz of Mount Carroll, Illinois, 18 grandchildren, 26 great-grandchildren, along with other relatives and friends. Margaret J. Ritchie, 90, of Boscobel. Peg Sprecher, 75, of Spring Green, died April 3rd at home. A funeral mass will be held Saturday at 10:30 at St. John's Catholic Church. Friends may call at the church Friday from 4 until 7, and again Saturday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 10:30. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family. Peg Sprecher is survived by her husband of 59 years, Jerry, a son, Martin and Sonia Sprecher, a daughter, Sherry and Tim Jordan, grandchildren, a great-grandchild, siblings, Brent Nielsen and Jeffrey Clare, and Jody and Troy Nolden. Brothers-in-law and sisters-in-law, nieces and nephews. Peg Sprecher, 75, of Spring Green. Alfred E. Al Frymiller, 93, of Boscobel, died Saturday at Boscobel Care and Rehab in Boscobel. Private graveside services will be held at the Boscobel Cemetery. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semrod American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, donations to the Shriners Children's Hospital are appreciated. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Al Frymiller is survived by his wife, Virginia, a son, Gene Frymiller of Boscobel, two daughters, Christine and Joseph Anderson of Loyal, and Denise Grunau of Dodgeville, 10 grandchildren and 7 great-grandchildren. Alfred E. Al Frymiller, 93, of Boscobel.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows, custom made to order, with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof.
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof.
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof.
Reducing the risk of illness is easy with a visit to Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Center and Boscobel Pharmacy are your vaccination headquarters for the flu, pneumonia, and shingles. No appointment needed. The helpful staff will have you in and out in no time, often at no charge with qualifying insurance or Medicare. Don't wait. Get protected today at Center Pharmacy on Orange Street or Boscobel Pharmacy in downtown Boscobel. The Shingrix vaccine is in stock, proven to be 90% effective for the prevention of shingles.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Jonathan and Gina Thomas and Kevin and Robin Corneth. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, a very busy weather day across the upper Midwest as a powerful low-pressure system in the eastern Dakotas slides up through Minnesota, drags in warm but humid air to the Midwest, causing numerous bands of thunderstorms. They've been most numerous over the north half of Wisconsin, moving away from us, but we've had a couple around here as well. We do expect some severe weather to really get rolling this afternoon back in southern and eastern Minnesota, parts of northern Iowa, and things will be primed for some high winds, large hail, and dangerous tornadoes. Some of these could spill into our area this evening, so be sure to check in for updates, keep an eye to the skies, and be prepared to move to a place of safety should warnings get issued for your location. Behind this system, we'll have some cool air blowing tomorrow. Wednesday looks fairly quiet for the first part of the day, but the next system coming in from the south could bring us some more showers by Wednesday afternoon. The forecast for the rest of today, mostly to partly cloudy, turning warmer and more humid, breezy, of course, with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms. Some of those could be strong. Temperatures reaching a low to mid-70s, south to southeast wind around 20. Breezy tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely, mainly up through midnight. Some of those could be severe, with a low temperature at 50. Tomorrow, gusty winds in the morning with cloud cover, then partly sunny for the afternoon with a high of 61. West to northwest wind 15 to 20, diminishing to near 10 for the afternoon. On Wednesday, clouding up with a 50% chance of light rain in the afternoon, especially southern areas. Low at 35 with a high of 58. For Thursday, mostly cloudy, scattered showers likely. Low about 43, high at 60. Friday, cooler than normal with a mix of clouds and sun. Low 41, high 56, and Saturday chance of scattered frost early, otherwise mostly sunny and nice, high 64, Sunday's high 72, chance of an afternoon shower. Be careful out there today. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 70 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 62, our low this morning was 53. Our high so far today, 72. The record high for this date set in 2004 is 86. The record low, 26, was set in 1996 and tied again in 2009. Last year's high was 63 with a low of 58. Sunset tonight will be at 7:59, with sunrise tomorrow at 5:58. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 6 to 7 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.83. Relative humidity is 67% and no precipitation to report. It's currently a cloudy 70 degrees in Richland Center. We do have some weather-related announcements. Pokemon Club at the Brewer Public Library is canceled for this afternoon due to the forecast. Today's Riverdale versus Boscobel baseball game, JV and varsity, are canceled. The Riverdale versus Boscobel softball game, however, will still be played, but it will start at 4. And the Waseca Steuben versus Seneca baseball and softball games have been postponed.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A corn-based alternative for making stretchy plastics. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics lists 417 fatal injuries in 2022 in the category of agriculture, forestry, fishing, and hunting. About three-fourths of those involve crop and animal production. Farming is one dangerous occupation. Food for thought. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Turns out you can use a corn-based sugar instead of a petrochemical to make stretch fabrics. U.S.-based Cargill is partnering with a German company, and their joint venture, named Core, has built a plant in southeast Iowa to produce a green version of 1,4-butanediol. Core CEO John Veldhaus.
Long-term vision would definitely be to add value and have a significant impact on commodity. But we also are working very closely with the farmers and connecting the entire value chain so that a brand owner can, like Lululemon, for example, that makes yoga pants or stretch athleisure wear. It gives us an opportunity to highlight them with the local farmers and then also hopefully drive continued value-added agriculture for corn in general, but definitely on the local basis as well.
Veldhaus says production should start about a year from now.
And the hope is that it's very clear that this is derived from corn and consumers will have that choice to contribute to a more sustainable future.
There's a link to more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Summertime E15. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The EPA is issuing an emergency waiver to allow the sale of E15 nationwide during the summer driving season. Administrator Lee Zeldin says the announcement shows President Trump's commitment to farmers and the renewable fuel standard. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score thanks the administration for moving quickly to remove what she calls a needless barrier between Americans and lower-cost fuel.
EPA's decision will put more American fuel in the marketplace, allow Americans to spend less of their hard-earned money at the pump this summer. It will give fuel retailers the clarity and certainty they need, and it will protect a critical market for American farmers.
Renewable Fuels Association CEO Jeff Cooper says RFA applauds President Trump and Administrator Zeldin for acting quickly to combat potential fuel shortages and help keep a lid on gas prices this summer. The second-ranking Democratic member of the U.S. Senate says the Trump administration's trade policies are hurting family farms. Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, who recently announced he'll not seek another term after serving more than 40 years in Congress, says groups are telling him the impacts of new tariffs could be devastating.
Go to the Farm Bureau and ask to meet with them privately. They don't want to speak publicly about this. And ask them what it'll mean if we go through with tariffs on their exports. Go to the CEOs of corporations who called me and told me they were desperate to make a decision on their future, but they couldn't make it because of the prospect of the tariffs.
He says Congress needs to assert its constitutional power of the purse.
We said in an emergency situation, we would delegate that to the president. We don't have an emergency situation with Canada. For God's sake, is one of our most important trading partners. And now we're going into a trade war with Canada. But it's sad that we've reached that point.
A market analyst suggests South American weather is holding back U.S. corn prices. Naomi Bloom is with Total Farm Marketing.
Right now, Brazil isn't really having any weather issues on that Safrinha corn, which is part of the reason why the corn market in the short term has stalled out a little bit here for a price rally.
She tells Brownfield the world needs a large Brazilian crop because global corn ending stocks are very tight.
From a demand standpoint and from a supply need, so we are going to be able to fulfill that. But when you compare that to with how much corn the United States grows, nearly a third of the world's corn, the world isn't out of the woods yet.
And there are increasing reports of crop pests migrating north into the Midwest. Iowa State University Extension agronomist Angie Reek-Hins says there's been significant black cutworm moth and true armyworm moth flights the past 2 weeks.
They're migratory, right? They fly up from the south. They're attracted to the green growing areas, so weedy fields, cover crop fields, grassy areas, field edges, waterways, ditches.
She tells Brownfield it's too soon to know whether the insects will be a problem for growers. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
Do weed control right the first time and deliver the knockout punch to weeds with Status Herbicide. Status Herbicide is the number one broadleaf herbicide for corn, going up against the toughest weeds in your fields. Use it as your frontline post-application in a tank mix with Zidua SC Herbicide for one heck of a knockdown that keeps HPPD-resistant weeds out for the rest of the season. Explore more at statusherbicide.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
A slow start for direct cash cattle trade and cash hog business. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity is off to a typically quiet start to the week. Buyers and sellers are busy preparing for the week's business ahead. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. If business follows the trend of recent weeks, significant trade volume will likely be delayed until sometime Thursday or Friday. It took all week last week for the bulk of business to develop, but it was worth the wait. Live deals in Kansas were up mostly $213. That's $3 higher than the previous week's weighted averages. Deals in Texas were up mostly $212, $2 higher than the prior week's business. Dress deals in the north range from $335 to $342, mostly $342 to $343, which was $5 to $6 higher than the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. In Iowa last week, steers less than 600 pounds were mostly $11 to $18 higher, with instances of sharply higher for steers less than 400 pounds. Steers weighing more than 600 pounds sold $1 to $10 higher. Heifers less than 600 pounds were $4 to $19 higher, and heifers more than 600 pounds were $17 to $21 higher. The USDA says demand was good to very good throughout the week. The bulk of the offering was mostly bawling fall calves, and yearling type feeders. Box beef is sharply higher at midday on solid demand for light offerings. Choice up 514 at 341.62. Select is 374 higher at 323.85. Cash hogs have no comparison at midday with just a handful of negotiated purchases. Processors haven't had too much trouble procuring needed numbers to keep up with slaughter pace. However, some days it's been at sharply higher prices, while others they've been moving those numbers without having to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market remains a wild card as China continues to be noticeably absent from those purchaser lists. The five-day rolling average for barrows and gilts at the National Daily Direct is $90.79. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $63, and pork values were firm at midday, up a dime at $98.14. Hams and picnics were higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farming comes with trade-offs. An extra pass means dinner in the cab. An early morning becomes a late night. Unnecessary restrictions turn into headaches. But when you make Enlist herbicides the foundation of your herbicide program, the trade-offs will be in your favor. Effective weed control that's ready to work when you are. Flexible tank mix options and neighbor-friendly applications. All without the need to jump through hoops. See what you'll gain with America's most trusted herbicide system protecting your Enlist E3 soybean fields at Enlist.com. The old way of doing things makes sense for some things, like a hot dog at the game. But the old ways don't make sense if you expect more yield out of your acres, because there's a new way to unlock the full potential of your fields, and it starts when you plant Enlist corn. With four robust trait tolerances, glyphosate and glufosinate, plus 2,4-D choline and FOP, it unleashes ultimate weed control flexibility with multiple modes of action to fight weeds. See what's possible for your fields at Enlist.com/corn.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Soybeans are mostly higher, corn is lower, cattle are up, hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your commodity market update on Brownfield. For decades, Sign has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Sign has yield. Soybeans were mostly higher. On spread trade, the USDA will issue a crop progress and condition report later today. Soybean meal is lower, but bean oil turned higher. May beans up 2¾ at 10.52½. July beans up 3¼ at 10.62½. Corn is mostly modestly lower on fund and technical selling. There's rain in the forecast early this week, but weather looks hot and dry in the longer range forecast. The trade is looking ahead to some advancement in planting progress this afternoon. May corn down 1¾ at 4.77. July corn down 1¼ at 4.84¼. The wheat complex is lower on fund and technical selling. There were decent rains in hard red winter wheat areas, and the trade's expecting an improvement in crop conditions. May wheat in Chicago down 14¾ at 5.15¼. July wheat down 14 at 5.31. May wheat in Kansas City is down 11 at 5.27. And in Minneapolis, May wheat's down 7 at 5.84¼. Live and feeder cattle are up ahead of the week's direct business and the lower move in corn. Box beef was sharply higher at midday. June live's up $1.50 at 209.75. August live's up 117 at 205.27. May feeders are up $1.50 at 292.02. Hogs are mixed mostly lower on spread trade with concerns about demand certainty. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were steady. May lean hogs down 37 at 92.42. June lean hogs were down 72 at $100.42. For the latest in market news, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner. For Brownfield.
Reedsburg Farmers Co-op understands that downtime is costly when you're busy in the field. When you need your auto or truck service, bring it to Reedsburg Farmers Co-op service station for a tune-up, oil change, tires, or transmission flush, along with brakes or exhaust. Do you have a busted hydraulic hose? They can help with that too. Call Mark at 524-3651 for an appointment. He's ready to keep you on the go. Reedsburg Farmers Co-op is ready to listen and serve any or all of your seed, feed, and service needs. See them today on South Walnut Street, Reedsburg.
with alpha-gal syndrome. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brown Field. Alpha-gal syndrome is triggered primarily by bites from the Lone Star tick. The tick carries the sugar molecule alpha-gal, which is linked to serious allergic reactions in some people who consume or come into contact with red meat and other mammalian products. Heather Norman Bergdoff, an associate extension professor in the Department of Dietetics and Human Nutrition at the University of Kentucky, says those who are impacted by the syndrome will have to alter their diets, but
it is still possible to have a high-protein diet with a lot of variety.
She tells Brownfield,
first and foremost, poultry is still safe. So you can heavily rely on that as a high quality protein source. So chicken, turkey, there's a lot of individuals who have the syndrome who like emu and ostrich because it does cook and prepare similar to red meat. As far as management goes, you're going to become an excellent label reader. So maybe before you never really paid attention to an ingredients list, but really learning and looking at for ingredients that may be a hidden trigger, it's definitely something that you've got to build that tool.
She says plant-based proteins like whole grains and legumes are also options. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO. COFM.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Russian President Vladimir Putin announced a temporary ceasefire for 3 days in May against Ukraine, coinciding with the 80th anniversary of V-Day, the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany. The U.S. lukewarm on the idea, with President Trump working to finalize a ceasefire deal. Ukraine's foreign minister also speaking out, saying Ukraine is calling for the 30-day ceasefire it's already agreed to and questioning why wait to pause fighting. ABC's Tom Sufi Burridge has details.
I think that is the case which Ukraine and the Europeans are putting to the Trump administration, saying, yes, there needs to be a deal, but let's get a ceasefire in place, a long ceasefire. And the other key question is whether or not a ceasefire announced by Russia will actually be adhered to.
The White House touting